There's something all right. I think we're in a day and age, actually, where all these descriptors and labels don't quite fit. They're all rooted in these old ideas, but we're dealing with a whole new different type
of thing. It's a new type of evil. Yeah. It really is.
It's a unique despotism that the West is facing this time around. Before we get this break, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And they're at the Goodson Group. Bo and his team are ready to help you, well, whether you're looking to buy or sell in the River Region real estate market. Bo's been working here 40-plus years, almost, I think, he's almost near 50 at this point. And at the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying and selling your property, but they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. The Goodson Group is also home of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs in Alabama because, well, a lot of folks get up to speed, hit the ground running, and find success immediately after graduating from Bo's school, whether it's fully licensed realtors or as more knowledgeable private players. So check them out today. Always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. And be sure to tell Bo and the team that Joey, that fellow on the radio, sent you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden traveling to California for 3 days of mostly political events. The president returning to the West Coast for a series of campaign fundraisers and one official White House event. He's scheduled to attend political events in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Los Altos Hills tonight through Thursday. The Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos created during fertility treatments should be considered children under state law. In consumer news, American Airlines raising bag fees and pushing customers to buy tickets directly from the airline if they want to earn frequent flyer points. Checking a bag on domestic flights will rise from $30 now to $35. It'll be $40 if purchased at the airport. Stocks are sharply lower. The NASDAQ is down 234 points. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news couldn't be better for a week in February. I tell you, lots of sunshine again today. Well, a little warmer than yesterday with a high around 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight, low 37. Tomorrow's high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday, I think we're in the mid-70s. Lots of sunshine. The risk of showers holding off until Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning, but not much. And dry weather returns for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers are beginning the third week of the legislative session. The gaming bills that flew through the House are not up for debate this week in the Alabama Senate. The bills need a two-thirds majority to pass. In the Senate, that's 21 votes. Some lawmakers say the votes just aren't there. Former Auburn running back and assistant coach Carnell Cadillac Williams is expected to be named the Las Vegas Raiders' new running backs coach today. Cadillac Williams was initially hired as Auburn's running back coach by former head coach Gus Malzahn in 2019. An Alabama death row inmate is suing the state to stop Alabama's use of nitrogen gas executions. Convicted murderer David Wilson's lawsuit claims the method is cruel and unusual punishment and argues that nitrogen gas asphyxiation is inherently inhumane and would be particularly painful. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudful Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. Eddie's still here.
I'm here.
And now we also have in the studio Madeline Cannon of Alabama Home Mortgage. Madeline, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. I got a question. Who called who? Which one of you two called the other one and said, hey, make sure we dress alike today? Because you guys are dressed alike today. If only Joey had a sweet little funky fresh medallion to go around his necklace.
Oh, I got a song you got to listen to called My Medallion.
Oh.
Yeah, I just heard it for the first time last night. It's made me laugh. Anyway.
Anyway, who called who?
No, we didn't.
Who called who?
Maybe. I mean, look, just look on at the this. Same wavelength.
Exactly, on the same wavelength. Exactly,
and that wavelength right. Is...
the one you're not on.
We're just going to, from now on, I'm just going to start adjusting cameras live because this is, you know, an amateur operation.
Just do it still. Live.
But how's it going? How's business right now?
Doing great. Everybody is gearing up for the spring market, which is the hot time for selling and buying real estate.
Why is it the hot time?
Well, I guess it's because the kids are getting out of school, military's getting their orders, so just a lot of shifting around.
And you get cabin fever. You've been sitting up in the house. You're tired of looking at your house. You want to get out and look at a nice new one.
Yeah. Starting to stay daylight longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the hot season is right around the corner.
Yes.
What should people be considering?
Well, they need to get pre-approved. I always tell people, instead of waiting until the perfect one shows up on the market in a few weeks and then having to kind of back into it and call a lender and get pre-approved after you've already fallen in love with the house, let's go ahead and take the steps to get you pre-approved before you start your house hunt in a few weeks.
Good idea.
Well, that makes sense. That way, like, if you go hunting first and then you fall in love with something and you're not pre-approved, you might miss out on that dream house.
Might miss out is, now you probably
You will miss out.
Right now you will.
Yeah.
Because
time is
inventory
everything.
Inventory is tight and timing is, everything right now.
Yep.
And where is the market today? I know, I guess it's kind of a question for both of y'all. But like this, let's extend the large area, not just Montgomery, the whole river region.
Mm-hmm.
We got low inventory, and interest rates are a little bit higher than they need to be.
Sure.
They've ticked back upward since we last spoke. The consumer pricing index numbers came in, job numbers, and you know the forecast was not as they had anticipated. So the rates have come up a little bit, not as high as they were this time last year.
Correct.
But still not something that we wanted to see.
Now, is a refinance still a good idea for folks? Say, maybe they bought or refinanced last year and the rates came down a little lower. And
well, certainly, especially if they have some credit card debt.
That's right.
That's a big thing. You can your interest rate on a credit card, and we talk about it all the time, you're in double digits. You know, why would you pay that when you can use equity? Well,
the average is what, like 29%?
29%, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going up. I mean, so when the Federal Reserve increases rates, they're increasing rates on unsecured debt, meaning credit cards and also auto loans. Now, they do not actually control the interest rates of mortgages. Now, obviously, they influence them in a big way. And so when people hear that the Federal Reserve is raising rates, not necessarily on the mortgage side, right? But you can bet that credit card rate's going up. Right. So I tell everybody, it doesn't really matter what your if you've got a 4% mortgage rate and you've got a 30% credit card rate, your blended rate's 26%.
Right. And that's something, that's a really good point, because so many people don't get that. Yeah. They look at the interest rate on their house, and like now, let's say it's 5 or 6, 7%. They're like, oh, that's just high. And I'll ask them, what are you paying on your car? I don't even know that interest rate.
Yeah, because all they know is the payment. Exactly. They go into the car dealer and say, I don't want a car payment over $600. Well, they don't look at the interest rate of the term. Nope. They'll bump it out 84 months and put it on a 9% interest rate. Yep. And they're not concerned because they get to leave in that car they love and they're happy with the payment. And that's what I tell everybody. If we can put you in a better position at month end where you've got more money in your pocket, what does it matter what your interest rate is?
Yeah. Amen.
That's a big thing. And honestly, a lot of buyers that we're running into, it's changed where they used to want interest rates and things like that. But now, it's like buying a car. They go, I just need my house payment to be X.
That's right. Like, because the rent's not getting any cheaper.
Right. Rent is only going up, especially in this Tri-County area. I just increased some rent on people the other day. It's going up because the demand is there. And I'm telling you, rent, interest rate on rent, is 100%.
Right. And in these investors, if they're not paying cash, they're getting mortgages themselves.
Yep.
And they're getting them at a higher interest rate than those that are purchasing a primary residence, right?
Yep.
So they're going to pass that cost along to you. So it's not cheaper to rent.
It's not.
Right.
By no means, not right now.
And now let's also remind folks of what you there at Alabama Home Mortgage can do for them when it comes to student loans.
Right. So typically when you do a cash out refinance, so like what we're talking about to pay off credit card debt, you're getting hit with a higher interest rate than somebody who's just refinancing the balance of their existing mortgage. It makes sense, right? Because you're borrowing more money to pay off debt. We're consolidating. Well, there is a caveat now where you can do a rate term refinance to pay off student loans. So you're getting the benefit of a lower interest rate. It's treated like you're just refinancing your house, but you're going to be able to pay off those student loans once and for all, which is going to put you in a much better position. Because I know most people, for the last couple of years, they took advantage of the moratorium on the payments.
Yeah.
And so now that they're being hit with making those payments, it's a mortgage in and of itself.
Sure.
Wow.
I mean, the average student loan is $40,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch. Well, I know my brother's wife, she went through medical school.
I hear you. I went through law school, so I'm with you. I mean, I know what it costs for higher education, and it's
crazy.
Not cheap.
Especially the lawyers, doctors, it's a lot of those graduate degrees, and I know there are a lot of young people who are doing the right things, making the right choices, but they still feel stuck. So this it could be a very good way to help you out. I like that idea. And y'all are still VA Home Loan certified there at Alabama Home Mortgage?
So a certified veteran lending specialist. We pride ourselves in keeping up with the VA program and its ever-changing guidelines. We are licensed in Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. So there's military installations, obviously, in all those states. A lot of people are coming into Maxwell at this time. I've got some people coming into, oh gosh, what is it called now? It's not Fort Benning anymore. They changed the name.
Word that long now,
yes, okay. So anyway, we're getting a lot of people coming in from Georgia. And then vice versa, people coming out of Alabama headed to Georgia. So if you've got friends and family that are in neighboring states, we can now take care of them in Alabama Home Mortgage.
Okay. So folks can always go online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Right.
Or just call y'all direct, 567-4223.
That's right. You can pick up the phone and give us a call. We can get started today, 567-4223, or visit us online to complete an application on your time at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Kim and Madeline here. Prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. You got time to hang out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And that might be a call for you, or it might be one of the town drunks. Who knows?
To be determined.
It happens. Like, you know, you never know what you're going to get here. Okay.
Eddie's giving us the nod.
Yeah, he's like, no, this isn't an on-air thing. No, everything okay?
Yeah, we had some sideshow business. We took.
Oh, sideshow business. Okay.
I bring out the crazies.
Oh, honey. No. Have you been on a date with Joey and see the crazies that he attracts?
Leave Joey alone.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in denial of it. It's kind of one of the things on his resume.
Right. It's got to be like substance abuse or daddy issues.
Oh. So it's a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you're just describing women, Joey.
Eddie Bader. You should be ashamed.
I only do this when I have women like you in here that I know are going to put me in check immediately.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think like years ago when I went on a proper date. And not to get maudlin, but it was right after my mom died, and they tell you don't fall for the first person that brings you a casserole, so to speak. Now, in this case, this young lady made me pizza rolls, and I was like, man, I'm right back in college.
Pizza rolls, what a delicacy. Roll.
Yeah, I know. What a lady.
She knew what she was doing.
But I
burned the roof of your mouth.
I actually took her on a proper date, and it was, I'm trying to think, it's because the restaurant changes all the time in Cloverdale.
Oh, yeah.
The A&P Lofts, yep. Essentially.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
And I can't remember what restaurant it was at that time. It was a fairly nice one. And we're just sitting out there, afternoon kind of date, drinking some beer, going to get some food. And the waiter walks up and goes, you're Joey Clark.
Yeah.
And she's like, you planned this. I'm like, no, nobody ever says that sort of thing. No, seriously, I could walk around this town and nobody ever mess with me. It's I think it's my dude privilege. Like, yeah. Nobody will talk to me unless I talk to them.
Well, you could kind of hide in a way before you had all the cameras and everything. You could just be
this
a voice.
This is true.
Yeah. We are getting recognized more.
A lot more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but enough about the show. Let's do the show, not just talk about the show.
Oh, sideshow action. Sorry.
Oh, sideshow action. I don't even know what that means.
It doesn't sound good.
Oh, it's good. I promise it's good.
Okay.
Now, the Pacific Legal Foundation,
yeah,
is suing Governor Ivey.
Meemaw.
Over a board, one of the board's racial quotas.
Oh.
Sadly, Alabama governors are sometimes required to discriminate, Sugar.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah, that's the headline from 1819 News. So here's the deal. I want to hit a break.
All right.
We'll come back to that and many other stories. But it's just like when it rains, it pours in the heart
with
of Dixie.
With crazies, yeah.
With crazies?
With crazies.
Ain't no step too high for a high stepper.
Go, girl.
No way, Jose.
Clip that.
Mister, what you doing that impersonation? I know that Joe Clark fool. Oh, and making fun of me. We'll get to that in just a second. You'll stay tuned.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you have a big event coming up.
February is the biggest month we've had in years because this is our 30th anniversary, and it will be February the 24th from 9 until 6.
Anything special going to happen that day?
There will be surprises, giveaways. You can use gift certificates on that beautiful mahogany furniture that we've got, and we've got gorgeous mahogany. Some of it is signed pieces, as a matter of fact. We've got the Tiffany-style lamps. We've got chests and beds and tables and chairs, and it's just so much. I can't really get across to you how much we've got.
All right, the date and hours for your big anniversary sale?
February 24th, 9 until 6.
And give us those regular hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Now, as promised, here's the story. The Pacific Legal Foundation, Pacific, like the ocean.
Okay.
Like specific?
Yeah.
Yeah, not to be confused.
Yeah.
Right. Just making sure.
The Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
Which one?
Which Pacific Ocean are you talking about?
No, the Pacific Legal Foundation sued Governor Kay Abbott last week in federal court over a requirement for two members of the Alabama Real Estate Appraisers Board to be racial minorities. Under Alabama law, this board is comprised of 9 members, all of whom are appointed by the governor. 7 members must be real property appraisers, 1 from each of Alabama's congressional districts, 1 must be a representative of an appraisal management company, and 1 must be a member of the public who does not do real estate appraisal work. From its enactment in 1990, the statute creating this board required 2 of the 9 board members, quote, shall be of a minority race. Pacific Legal Foundation is representing the American Alliance for Equal Rights in the lawsuit. They're a 501c3. That has nationwide membership. They're based in Austin, Texas, and their mission is to challenge racial classifications and racial preferences in America, according to the lawsuit. According to the suit, the public or at-large member positions on this board is currently vacant and has been since November 2021. There are currently fewer than 2 racial minorities on the board. An unnamed Prattville resident, identified as Alliance Member A in the lawsuit, is listed as someone currently barred from serving on the board due to state law. She is not a member of any racial minority group and does not identify as a racial minority. Member A is a staunch believer in and advocate for the importance of both public service and protecting constitutional rights, including property rights. It's a Glenn Roper, an attorney for this legal foundation. So long as this racial quota remains in place, members of the Alliance who are not racial minorities will never receive equal consideration for openings on the AREAB. Huh.
I have nothing but disdain for all boards. They bring no value. They only take.
You got to read Freedom's Forge right over the weekend, because it was like Washington, D.C. board stuff. Like the new dealers, yeah.
They only take.
We got to set up this alphabet soup of different things. That's a fascinating lawsuit. So I don't think Governor Ivey necessarily would be hostile even to that idea. It's just this is Alabama law and has been since 1990. But the attorney, Roper, has asked the court to declare the racial mandate in violation of the Equal Protection Clause and a, quote, permanent prohibitory injunction forbidding the governor and her agents from enforcing or attempting to enforce the racial mandate. I have no clue where this is going to go. I'm not a lawyer in that sense, but that is, it's fascinating, all these legal fights we're now having out of the 60s. But you just
What's wrong with just whoever is the most qualified person, whether they got three eyes, two eyes, or no eyes?
Agreed.
Why can't they have the job?
Well, that's just hunky speak.
Whatever. Call it what it is. But do you want the most diversified pilot flying your plane, or do you want the most qualified person flying your plane, Joey?
I would like
the
most qualified person.
Do you want the most diversified heart surgeon?
Right.
Or do you want the best in class?
Yeah, and I don't think diversity amounts enough, and that's not just my... amounts to much. That's not just my opinion, though. Like, there's a great social scientist that tends to be leaning more to the left, Robert Putnam. And he did the famous Bowling Alone. Now, Americans aren't joining civic groups and bowling leagues and fraternal groups. All these groups that really make society hum. It's just not as much in America compared to especially like 50, 60 years ago. About 4 years ago, I think he came out with a study on diversity. What's the effect of having a more diverse population in a given area? And he said what it came up with is people watch more TV and there are more marches and protests. So the only time diversity is actually worth something is when, say, a church is diverse and they're all looking to the same message, looking to God. Or the military is diverse. They're all working towards the same exact goal. But when you put diversity as the number one goal, and aside from any other overriding, say, goal that allows you to transcend your differences and find what's in common, then, yeah, it's not necessarily always divisive and bad, but it doesn't really have much of an effect at all.
At that point, you lost your way. You kind of lost the meaning. The meaning is not to be necessarily the most diverse. It's to be the best. You have to be the best.
And I can't play it because he starts cursing, and rightfully so. There's a brilliant professor of economics, a chair, I believe, at Brown University named Glenn Lowry. Mm-hmm. And he's been conservative. He worked with Reagan. Then he went more left-wing, studying reparations and different things. Now he's kind of back more conservative sensibility. But when you listen to Glenn Lowry, he essentially his point was, not to toot my own horn here, but damn it, I was smart. I'm like that guy in Good Will Hunting. They found me. They took me to MIT, and I was good at what I did. I found out I wasn't the upper echelon, but damn it, I was smart. I was good. I was a whiz kid, and that's why I advanced. And it galls me to no end that because we have these affirmative action programs, there are people that look at me and think I didn't earn this and don't think I am as smart and as accomplished as I am. Yeah. And I feel them.
I feel like it's racist in and of itself to say that we have to lower the standards or make a special place for some minority group because they can't get in on their own merit, which is essentially what you're talking about.
Right. And but again, me, what if it were me and they said, hey, Eddie, we want you in this group. Well, why do you want me in the group? Well, you look just like us. We want to keep you in the, you know, we want to keep our things together. I don't want to be a part of a group like that. Right. That's just not me. However, if they say, hey, Eddie, you can bring a special talent to this group, but all of us, we can have, we're like-minded and we can move something forward. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
But when they just, and there's a lot of people that, and even in our business, I hate to say it, will they don't want to be seen or even thought of as standing out on their own. They're going to go with the pack. They're going to go with what the sheep say regardless.
Well, it's the old idea, and it was researchers of zebra, like, you know, the African plains. Yeah. And they're trying to figure out, you know, how you do when you catch animals and you're not trying to hurt them, but you're trying to mark them so you can track them. And so they would get one zebra and put a red mark on it.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they put a mark that made one zebra stand out from the herd, because their camouflage is against the herd,
mm-hmm.
whereas lions and other things, their camouflage is against the environment in the background. But as soon as you marked one zebra, the lions would kill it.
Yeah.
Because instead of seeing the herd, they see that one
zebra.
One.
That's right.
And that's zebra, or zebra in some zebra. Parts of the world. But I think people are very much the same way. People get it. They're like, if I stick my head out, that's when you get shot.
Yep.
That's when you get the hook. You're done in this industry. It could be real estate. It could be so many other things these days. It really is amazing how professional regulatory boards, professional associations, is really bad in Canada, really bad in Europe. But it's getting worse here, as we saw with the COVID era, where they are essentially a vice point where they can squeeze necks. So the government isn't doing it, but we, the professionals, have decided that you to be in good standing, to keep your license, and you need to meet these basic standards. We just decided it overnight.
Yeah. Not elected by the people.
Right.
These are bureaucrats that got a job and said, hey, I'm the boss now.
Absolutely.
I can't stand it.
Look at me. I'm the captain.
I can't wait for the day where you're in an HOA. One of the HOA people come tell you that you need to mow your grass. You're going to lose it. And at that point, Joey will never mow his grass again. It will be 10 feet tall before he'll ever mow it because someone told him, I am the boss.
He'll have hundreds of dollars worth of liens against his property. Violation.
Right. Breaking the law.
272-9228. How about this, though? I want to go to a clip.
Right.
I want to find one here that's more fun. I don't know. Maybe could we find something that's fun? Is anything in the news fun?
Not right now.
Nothing?
Not right now. No, not that one? No.
I was checking on this. Oh, actually, this one is kind of fun. And this just goes right into more racial issues.
Oh, joy.
But this has to do with the news and how they report on things. In fact, last night, Kyle Rittenhouse, remember that fellow?
Yes.
He tweeted out, how is it that my name and likeness was splayed all over the national news just moments after I defended myself? And yet the shooters say in this Kansas City Super Bowl, parade, it took days before anything was ever said about their name or likeness. Why is that?
Because Kyle's white.
You're starting to sound like Ann Coulter. Eh?
Not just Ann Coulter. I saw this several times over the weekend where several black people have come out and said, you know what, I can tell when the shooter's white because they'll release his information right away.
Well, here's Ann Coulter on Real Time with Bill Maher.
Ooh.
And there's something about Bill that just...
I know, man.
The wrong way. Same thing with, John Stewart, for instance. Like,
they give me the ick.
You love him, and then you're like, I thought we could be friends.
Big fan of
And I'm sure the feeling's mutual, but here's Ann Coulter essentially making the point, and listen to the crowd, and Van Jones is the panelist next to her.
Yeah.
And Van's like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I mean, we don't know who did this shooting, by the way, the Super Bowl shooting.
We have some idea.
What?
If it were a white man shooting, we'd know. Yeah.
Well, we don't know.
That's how we know it's not a white man. I can tell you that much.
Do you think they're repressing that reporting?
They wouldn't tell us about the transgender woman that shot up the Christian school for what, like a year? San Bernardino out here. Remember the crazy terrorist Muslims? That's when I first noticed. They're not telling us who it is. It's not a white male. The longer they go without telling you, it's not a white male.
Okay, well, for right now, as of Friday night, February 16th,
we don't officially know.
Okay, you have special powers.
No, she read newspaper. I mean, it was literally printed Friday afternoon.
Yeah, no, she was
he
right.
He knew, but chose to go that route.
Right.
Well, it's easier to make a mockery of her.
It is.
Well, it's not hard.
She's such a horse face.
That's just mean, Eddie.
I
want to deal with everyday men.
I've never liked Ann Coulter. I mean,
really?
She's got some good points, but I... They did a roast with her one time on Comedy Central.
And I watched, she was humorless about it, yeah.
I loved it because they ripped into that lady. She's just not a nice person.
Yeah, but she does make good points.
She does now. I'll give her that.
Yeah, but that to me was amazing. Oh, superpowers. It's like, no, hey, maybe the news has, especially corporate news, has an agenda.
What about the shooting in the Texas church a week or so ago at Joel Osteen's church? It took several days for that to come out.
That was a transgender shooter too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Not a white guy.
What a mess.
Until we can have honest conversations, this is the kind of BS we'll constantly put up with.
No, and there was a great guy. I could probably find the clip. It was Coleman Hughes on with Bill Maher. Coleman's got a new book out. I think he's making the case for color blindness, which some folks have been trained now. Oh, that's just another clever way to be racist. You claim you want merit and neutrality, but really behind the scenes, this is just your way to keep certain folks out. When you know,
I thought we were. Right. My generation was taught to be colorblind.
Well, that's, you're wrong. But Coleman Hughes, I think, is right on the money. I'll have to find the clip.
Okay.
Like, the conversation with Bill, I think, is fascinating in that there is pushback now, especially from younger generations of folks. Like, we're tired of this essentially left-wing version of identity politics. And honestly, seeing some activity online or the stupid fed Nazis in Tennessee over the weekend marching around.
Yeah.
I ain't in the mood for any sort of identity politics, left wing or especially right wing.
You know we're fixing to have an election, right?
Yeah, I know. And everybody's brains is seeping out of their ears or their mouths.
You better get in the mood because it's
just
to get
so dumb.
Crazy.
It's just all so dumb.
What should we do then, Joey?
We embrace the dumb. I think we dumb ourselves down. Yeah.
Well, we've been doing that pretty good here for the last 20 years here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We've absolutely been dumbing ourselves down.
I say, as we get closer to November and the election day, we pickle ourselves more and more.
And that'll happen too.
It's just so disingenuous. Like, if I was a minority that I knew that a particular candidate or party was seeking my vote, like, I wouldn't want them to just show up one Sunday to my black church,
right?
I would. And try to speak with a different type of accent, and make up stories about growing up in certain parts of town, Biden.
It kills me because again, there's when you call them out on that, when you say, "Hey, that's not what really happened."
Yeah.
Well, you're the racist.
Right.
Hold on, I'm the truthist. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
You know. And a lot of people, that's race baiting. That's the reason they do it. And they do. They'll go around to certain areas in town when it's election time.
Yeah.
And you never see them again.
That's right.
What kills me is people know this.
They get their photo op.
Yeah, people know this. Election time. That's why he's coming around. Mm-hmm. But you vote for him anyway.
Well, right. I was able to find the Coleman Hughes clip.
Oh, cool.
And it's only 40 seconds. Listen in. I like this young man.
And this has been tested. When you ask very liberal Americans, how many unarmed black people do you think are shot by the cops every year? The answer they gave in 2019 was 1,000. The real number from that year was 12. So this social media algorithmically boosted content has it's not educating us, it's miseducating us.
I noticed this.
Well, and Bill, it's not just social media, it's especially corporate media, but keep going.
In my world, because I remember, and because I have a book coming out where I reviewed all the editorials we've done over the entire life of this show, I remember the editorials I did about certain subjects that now I could not do because they changed, like black people aren't seen in media. Well, plainly that's not true anymore.
And this has been tested. When you ask...
Yeah, but there's a change going on, or at least everybody says we need to have a conversation. Sometimes that means you need to just sit down, shut up, and I'm right, and you just need to listen.
No, I want to have an honest conversation.
But no, I think the actual honest conversations are continuing more and more about this world. So, hey... On that note, we got to hit a break.
Let's break.
But first, this part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And there at Cole Plumbing, they understand time is of the essence, especially when you have a big emergency like a burst pipe.
Yeah.
Ain't no joke. Inside or outside the home, that is bad.
Inside the home is bad because we're going to have sheetrock. Well, first, we're going to have this mysterious puddle that comes out from under the wall. Then somebody's got to dig into the sheetrock and make mud.
But here's the good news with Cole Plumbing.
Yeah.
They have a proprietary pipelining technology, it's like a liquid resin-based, something like that, where they can pinpoint where the leak is without having to tear out a bunch of drywall or dig up a huge hole or trench in your yard. And then with precision expertise, uses tech to get in there, clog the leak, and your problem is solved.
Nice.
And of course, they can help you with all sorts of everyday plumbing problems, from clogged drains, low water pressure. Maybe you've been on the property a while. That tree you planted like 20 years ago. Yeah, those root networks tend to grow.
Yeah,
maybe
they do.
Tree root invasion. Maybe you got a gas line leak or your sump pump in the basement ain't working. They can help you with all of these things there at Cole Plumbing. Could be you just want to upgrade to a tankless water heater system, or maybe you're getting older in the knees as you try to sit down in the toilet. You can get a taller toilet.
You want
it
that.
Helps. It does wonders, folks. Yep. So call up Cole Plumbing today. That's 279-8919, 279-8919. And just remember, when you have trouble with your ball,
call on Cole, Joey.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news couldn't be better for a week in February. I tell you, lots of sunshine again today. A little warmer than yesterday with a high around 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight, low 37. Tomorrow's high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday, I think we're in the mid-70s. Lots of sunshine. The risk of showers holding off until Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning, but not much. And dry weather returns for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor, we can't say thank you enough to every one of you who have made Capital Tractor one of the largest Kubota dealers in the U.S. It's because of you. We're honored, we're humbled, we're grateful. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, Joe.
Madeline Cannon and out.
Love it, Madeline.
And so much to get to, as always. But this was a weird story, and it's more, I chalk it up as history, or, well, this is true, I think, reparation. Ethiopia. It's one of the few African countries that can say we were never really truly colonized because they had, what, it's a thousands of years old culture. Mm-hmm. I think they even have claims their monarchy did. They're not a monarchy anymore, but it did have claims all the way back to King Solomon in Israel. So,
right.
Fascinating place. Well, Ethiopia hails return of its first plane it ever built, stolen by Benito Mussolini in the 30s.
Wow.
And when you look at this thing, it is, I mean, it's pretty basic. One of these single propeller, like, prop planes. But almost 9 decades after it was stolen by Mussolini's fascist regime, the Italian government has officially returned Ethiopia's first plane. The official handover of the aircraft was celebrated on Tuesday by Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Today is a day of great pride for Ethiopians as we celebrate the official handover. Well, you gotta say, like, the Italians were, especially under Mussolini, like, it's just not cool, man. Stop stealing stuff.
They were the bullies.
Well, especially Mussolini, though. I think I got this story from Arthur Herman, one of his interviews I was watching, where he's reading the diaries of, like, Mussolini's right-hand man. And Mussolini, as a fascist, is trying to bring back the glory of old Rome and Italy and make a proud nation. And there are entries in the diary where Mussolini is very clearly ticked off that as he's trying to build this great nation, all these Italians coming to see him are, like, urinating outside the palace under the stairway and whatnot. And he's just so frustrated with these, don't they understand what we're trying to do here? Now, I guess it was like the rednecks of Italy. Just no chill.
So I wonder what they've done with this plane for the last 100 years.
Probably just been sitting in a museum somewhere.
Sitting in somebody's garage.
Yeah, the Italian Defense Ministry described the plane, which had been kept at the Italian Air Force Museum since 1941, as a unique specimen. The Minister of Defense, Guido Corsetto, that's his name.
Okay, Joey.
G-U-I-D-O.
That's pronounced Guido.
Yeah. This delivery represents a very strong message that in the aftermath of the Italy-Africa summit, Italy wants to highlight the strong bond between our two countries and wants to emphasize the value of dialogue and the importance of international cooperation. Well, all right then. I don't mind that at all. Now, let's, simpler duty?
Days.
You put it down as duty?
Well, I had something else on my mind.
Was it duty? Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Hey, I'm retired. I'm not on duty anymore. Hey, you talked about, you brought up Tennessee, about the old Nazis in Tennessee there. Did you happen to see the video that the Sheriff's Department released recently where the deputy was killed on a traffic stop?
No, I don't think I did see that.
If you Google it, if you YouTube it, you can pull it up. And one deputy was killed, and the female officer, she was shot in the leg, and she survived. But the Sheriff's Department released the video because the sheriff said he wanted the public to see what law enforcement officers are dealing with and why they're so hard to find them now. But anyway, they stopped this individual on a rural road. He's crossing the center line. Continually crossing the center line. They've got it on video. You can plainly see it. And the female officer pulls him over, and she tells him what she's stopping him for and wants to see his driver's license, the whole nine yards, his insurance, proof of insurance. Well, then while he's looking for it, she smells the old devil's weed.
Oh, no.
And explains to him that she smelled the odor of marijuana and that she needs for him to get out of the car. Well, he refuses, resists, and so she calls for a backup, and the male deputy is standing there with her, and they're continuing trying to get him to get out of the car, and he's refusing. They even let him call his grandmother because he doesn't have the insurance card with him. Well, when they attempt to pull him out of the vehicle, he reaches down in between the seat, pulls out a gun, and shoots the male deputy in the face, kills him. He goes over off to the side and dies, and then the female deputy shot in the leg. He drives off. They've apprehended him, though, but moral of the story, long story, is that if it'd been the other way, and if he would have been reaching for that weapon, and say there wasn't a weapon, and they shot him, this thing would have been played continually over CNN and all the outlets. But when it's the other way,
right,
and they tried everything they could to talk to him, to get him to step out of the vehicle, follow the command, not be resistant, and then they get killed. And this is what's called, Joey, in the circles, is the Ferguson effect.
Indeed. And there's a brilliant writer, a guy named John McWhorter, who essentially says at about the time Barack Obama becomes president, another thing is happening. And where folks hoped that, you know, that man's election would be a moment of, you know, healing and reconciliation, hope and all that stuff, hope and change. Well, what also happened when Obama got elected is Facebook and social media started to become mature. Oh, yeah. And the fact is there are enough police-involved shootings, altercations, you know, whether you have the context and the true facts or not, to where it is a shocking video, to where you can have a shocking video 365 days a year. And I think that's what's happened is a lot of young folks are just seeing these shocking videos. You know, sometimes the police are really doing wrong, but other times it's you just don't have the context. You didn't see what happened a minute before. And, yeah, it's creating an awful effect. And I think it's recruiting is way down across the country.
Well, I see where the governor of Louisiana has declared a state of emergency because they can't get enough law enforcement officers. And just be fair. And that's all you can ask. And nobody's perfect. Humans are going to make mistakes. And law enforcement officers are not robots. Maybe that's what they want. But just be fair. And if you're going to show continual footage of when they make a mistake, just like a doctor makes a mistake and somebody dies, but if you're going to do that, when they're the victim, just show those two.
Right.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Mr. Pink. Mr. Pink, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. What about y'all?
Hanging in here. Good.
Man, y'all done converted me, man. I'm switching teams, man. Switching teams.
What team are we on?
Team Trump, Republican, whatever.
Oh, okay.
There's so many things.
Yeah.
I just switched, man. Can't beat them, join them. Because I see it like this, man. The day this nation divorce each other, that's the end of America. Because divided we fall.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I do whatever I got to do, man. If I got to put on those gold Trump Air Force Ones with the red bottom.
$399.
I will. Matter of fact, I'm finna get a MAGA hat, man. I'm finna get a Make America Great Again hat.
Now, that's going to be...
He's all in.
Yeah. I like it, man. Okay.
I've been a Republican before.
Right.
And the only reason I left was because, as a Republican, they just gave me a script. You know, I couldn't have no say. They just gave me a script. Yeah. So, I mean, being black, being a Democrat, you know, people going to come to me and ask me what's up, you know? So that's probably the only reason why black people are Democrat. Probably the only reason. But a lot of black people, I guess people with money, they are voting for Trump, man. I've been hearing a lot of it. A lot of people just fed up. Like I said, I heard these callers talking about this crime, that crime, and all this other stuff. I never call here talking about, you know, what happened, like white person killed this white person.
Right,
because I know that can make a white person sad because you're white. You can sympathize with white pain. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's husbands, it's children, and we don't talk about those things either. But, you know, we always got to talk about black people. You know, we're only 13% of the population.
Right.
Latinos are 20% now.
Right.
2000, I don't even think they was registered in schools. They're 20% now. Matter of fact, I was calling another show. I said something about... they just need to give Black History Month to the Mexicans. I mean, Latinos or whatever. And so it's more of them now. Like we don't need that, man. We just want to do what everybody else do, man.
I think it is a shame too because like I don't constantly cover crime, say here in this city, because it just breaks my heart. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't,
it does.
You know, especially it's I don't care if it's in Montgomery or some other part of the world when you see young people dying. Whether it's in wars or, say, neighborhood wars, it's just awful.
We're all desensitized, man. It's just the fighting, the shooting, the porn. It's all desensitized. Yeah. It's just everything is out there. It's wide open. I think we can solve everything. Like me, the biggest, strongest, hardest dude, I can come up to him and make him cry. Because I can just say, hey, bro, I love you. And he will break down because he's walking around with his mean face, thinks nobody cares about him. So he doesn't care about the world. But yeah, some of these church people go out there and do some charity work. I guarantee you'll have a friend for life. I'll see y'all guys later, man.
Appreciate it, Mr. Pink. 272-9228. And you do have to wonder, is there a shift happening across the country where folks are kind of seeing through everything being thrown at Trump? And it's not necessarily a love of Trump, but it's more like, man, like the way they're going after this guy, there's something, there's waking people up to go, there's something weird going on.
Definitely, because again, when they ran Trump through Atlanta, how many, what, 6 months ago, 4 months ago? How many people showed up just to see him? And then how many of those people in that line you thought would be cussing him said, no, I'm pro-Trump. I've seen him do this to people. What they're doing is wrong.
And he made the comment about, you know, people with money are going to vote for Trump. Hmm. Well, so what he's saying is that the kitchen table economics, regardless of race, everybody's seeing the pinch, right?
Yep.
It costs more to put food on the table. It costs more to put gas in the car.
Yep.
It just costs more to do anything. And so, you know, people are ready to be able to take control of, you know, the economics of their household again.
Well, real quick here, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, they're ready to help you fellas out. They were created, you know, for guys that don't like going to the doctor.
Yep.
And that's a pretty common thing with men, wouldn't
with
you say,
men,
Eddie?
Yes, it is.
I'm sure you've seen that with the men in your life, Madeline.
Yeah. There's never anything wrong with y'all.
Right.
unless you've got a little sniffle. A little sniffle, and then it's, you know.
Man flu. Now, that's a little.
Right. But, you know, two things happen as guys get older. One could be erectile dysfunction, or a very common one these days is low T, low testosterone. In fact, there are a lot of guys walking around who don't even know they have low T. They feel tired all the time, all the live long day. They don't really have much energy or motivation, feel like they're walking through life in a fog, but they don't know what's actually causing it. And as guys, you know, we'll just grin and bear it.
We'll just keep riding and rolling.
No. Guys, it's not something to put off, not something to be in denial about. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating a lot of these issues. So the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments. If you do have low T, that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Sorry, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually notice even an increased libido.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Joey.
Well said, Eddie.
Thank you.
See, we say this all the time, so like the reaction, we're like, oh, yeah, we did say that. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. Excuse me. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. I'm just getting so choked up. We're helping fellas out. Montgomery Men's Health is. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News & Views sent you. Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. How you doing, bud?
Hey, gentlemen's and Miss Lady Ma'am.
Miss Lady Ma'am.
Gentlemen's and Miss Lady Ma'am.
I'll take it.
No, all right. No, I'm doing good. Hey, man, I wanted to sing praises for one of your sponsors, Pest Pro Services.
Oh, yeah.
They did a follow-up service for when the elderly non-ambulatory gentleman that I look after, they came there and he went from a cluster, you know what, mm-hmm. to a clean job. So they have done very great. The techs, Jonathan and Aiden, they did a great job. They're very intuitive. They're asking questions. They did a great job. So I want to sing their praises.
I appreciate it, Josh.
Yeah, and I saw you posting about that on the Book of Faces. I'm not surprised, but I'm very happy. They really are great folks there.
Yeah, man. It's helped out more than you know. Like I said, this man can barely get around on his own, so.
Ashley and her team are just awesome.
They are. They're super. They are. Absolutely super.
All right.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Hey, we'll see y'all later.
See you, brother.
And might as well, since he brought it up. Talk a little more about Pest Pro Services, and they can now do what you got to ask for it, a free termite inspection?
Yes, they can, Joey.
And
you got to ask, right. You got to ask. But this is the time of year to get it done. For one, it's free, but for two, this is where they're starting to get active.
Right. For instance, I noticed the bushes on the exterior of my grandfather's house, mm-hmm. they're starting to grow a little bit.
Yep.
Starting to come back.
Everything's waking up.
Yep. And it's not just the plants waking up, those little critters.
The cucarachas.